In Austin, Texas, the place to go for the blues is a place called Antone's. Yesterday, its proprietor, a Texas-sized character named Clifford Antone, died of an apparent heart attack. He was 56. From public radio station KUT in Austin, David Brown reports.
In the mid-70s, with popular music hopelessly mired in mediocrity, a 25-year-old native of Port Arthur, Texas, opened a music club in Austin. But Clifford Antone wasn't your typical young impresario. For starters, he was obsessed with the blues, and he booked performers who weren't exactly box office dynamite.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. At all your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom.
John Lee Hooker, Albert Collins, Willie Big Eyes Smith, Pine Top Perkins.
Hey, this old Pine Top trying to tell you something.
Come back, baby. Please don't go.
You couldn't get rich playing the blues. But after Clifford Antone came along, you could have a steady gig and an appreciative audience.
Oh, yeah. We played for Clifford, and me and Muddy Water played for him around about 15 or 20 years off and on, going back and forth to his place.
Over the years, Antone's became more than just a haven for aging bluesmen. Among blues fans from all over the country, word spread about the place where you could hang out with the legends, where younger players like Paul Ray and his band the Cobras would hone their craft.
There weren't any places to play blues like Antone's until he opened that club. And we all got together in Antone's and found out there was a world out there that liked blues, and look what happened.
The club became ground zero for up-and-comers like Marsha Ball, guitarist Jimmy Vaughn and the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and Jimmy's little brother, who'd become a platinum-selling artist and something of a household name.
Stevie Vaughn and Double Trouble.
When Stevie Ray Vaughan was killed in a helicopter crash in 1990, Antone's was well on its way to being recognized internationally as the birthplace of a blues revival. In the years that followed, there'd be books and documentaries about Clifford Antone's role in turning a country music town into a great blues town. But Antone would just shrug it off.
I don't see myself as doing that much. I see myself as doing what I love. I love music and just doing it. But I understand that we were, you know, very helpful to launching people's careers. But it was all fun, too. So it's hard to take a lot of credit for having that much fun, you know.
Yesterday afternoon, as the sun bleached the walls outside Antone's club, members of Austin's music community began to arrive in quiet, long-faced clusters. Among them, veteran music historian John T. Davis.
I just remember so distinctly how I felt and what I was doing when I heard the news that Stevie passed. And his passing was as sudden and untimely as Clifford's was.
6 years ago, Clifford Antone went to prison on federal charges of drug trafficking and money laundering. That's something many people here don't like to talk about. Footnotes to a generous life, they'll tell you. And then they'll follow that comment up with a story of how Clifford Antone loved to share his encyclopedic knowledge of the blues, or how he'd quietly pay the medical bills for ailing musicians. Recently, Antone made arrangements for Pine Top Perkins to move to Austin so that he could get proper medical care and live among friends. Yesterday afternoon, the 93-year-old blues veteran didn't have much to say about the death of his number one fan. He just took a seat at his piano and played a hymn. For NPR News, I'm David Brown in Austin, Texas.